492.1 WGHN, and you're listening to Good Morning Grand Haven. My name is Mary Ellen Murphy. Nice to have you here. It is now 7:45 on the J. Morgan Limited Diamond Hotline. We say hello to Ryan Westerhouse, New Vision Administrator at Trinity Health Grand Haven. The New Vision program at Trinity Health Grand Haven is a supervised medical stabilization and detox program. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mary Ellen. Thank you for this opportunity.
Yeah, this is going to be great to talk about this. Now, this is to help individuals safely withdraw from substances that they're dependent on and help them begin
That's
a recovery
correct.
Journey. What kind of substances? Because I don't want to assume it's everything.
Well, that's a great question, Mary Ellen, and actually it is. We try to make sure that we are able to provide an opportunity for these individuals, whether they're struggling from opioid use disorder or if it's alcohol use disorder. We try to make sure that we're able to be available for individuals struggling with most substances that we see in our community.
And this is right here in the Tri-Cities, right here in Grand Haven at Trinity Health Grand Haven. Why is medical stabilization so important, Ryan?
And that's a good question, Mary Ellen. And honestly, our New Vision is able to provide a safe and monitored environment for individuals struggling with substance use disorders. And the reason it's so important is because oftentimes when individuals are struggling with substances and they begin to try to, they want to abstain from using, unfortunately, it comes along with those physical health complications. And that's where New Vision comes in. We provide that environment for individuals to come in and be able to safely abstain from those substances and be able to get through those first roughest days and detox accordingly, and that way they're able to get into those next steps of long-term sobriety safely, and it's much better for those individuals and much safer.
And you also, you know, it's not just physically, but it's mentally as well.
Absolutely, yes. So individuals, when they come in, they're struggling both mentally and physically. So when they're there, we provide them an environment, and then we also make sure that we're connecting these individuals to the services that are going to benefit them throughout their entire duration of their long-term sobriety.
Let's talk a little bit about the program. It's 24/7 medically supervised, correct?
That's correct. Yes, we actually provide a 24/7 around-the-clock care with our nursing staff and physicians, making sure that these individuals are monitored throughout their entire duration of stay, just making sure that they're safe, making sure that there's no physical health complications that happen to come up, and we provide them with the opportunities to be safe and then making sure that they're abstaining correctly.
How long does a program like this last? I guess it would vary for each person, right? I mean, every person's different.
Yes, and so Mary Ellen, it's typically 3 to 5 days the individual is here at the Grand Haven Hospital, but it doesn't mean that they're here 3 days and they must leave. Our physicians get to determine when those individuals are medically stabilized enough to make sure that they're safe to go on to their next steps.
That's awesome. And I would imagine, you know, when an addiction takes place, regardless of what it is, we all know someone. We've all, you know, experienced something like this with someone in our lives or on our own. You know, the whole family, every person in that person's life is affected. So are you able to help families as well? I mean, do you bring the family in and talk about what you're going to do with the patient?
Absolutely. So that's up to the patient and that's up to the family. If that family is interested in connecting with those ongoing services, we will absolutely do everything we can to connect not only that individual that comes through, but because you're right, the family also does often struggle with these types of things. So we make sure that we connect them to services in the community as well, because let's face it, individuals can't do this on their own oftentimes. And so that natural supports are going to be incredibly important through their journey. So we want to make sure that we wrap everyone around that individual as much as possible.
I love that we're in a place now where we can openly talk about addiction. I mean, I remember a time where you didn't talk about it at all, Ryan. It was kept hush-hush. It was embarrassing. And now people are more than happy to really just, you know, talk about what they've been through to help other people. And that leads me to aftercare. Once a person has been discharged from New Vision, Grand Haven, what happens after they've been discharged? Because that's when the work really begins, you know?
That's correct, Mary Ellen. And it's incredibly important that we get these individuals into that very specific care. We make sure that we get a care plan that is individualized for each person that comes in, and we make sure that they are connected to these ongoing services. Because you're correct, it is incredibly important that this ongoing care. I like to tell individuals that the next steps are just as important as this first step here with New Vision. If they want to make sure that they're going through and getting that long-term sobriety those next steps are going to be crucial. So we, as soon as that individual comes into our service, we begin discussing those next steps, looking at what is it going to be that that individual is going to be able to utilize to be successful. And we, from day one, we start working on getting that aftercare plan set up.
That's really good to hear. And I would imagine that you would, do you work with the patient's primary care physician as well? Do they get involved in any of this?
Of course. Mm-hmm. Of course. Yeah. So if an individual does have a primary care, and perhaps for whatever reason, if they don't have a primary care, that is absolutely a goal for us as well, to make sure that they are connected with their primary care before they leave our service. Because you're right, it is important to make sure that they can continue to follow up with those physicians and those staff to continue to monitor their ongoing physical health.
Yeah, it really is. Benefits of the program: reduce complications, patient comfort, you get that support system, and accessibility. And that leads me to asking, you know, somebody calls you today, okay? Mm-hmm. When can they get in? How does this all work?
Yes, great question. We try to make sure that the individuals, when they make the decision to want to go sober and in journey of sobriety, that we're available for them. So when they're ready, we want to be ready. So we try to get everybody in with a 24-hour period, keeping in mind we are open only Monday through Friday, but we do our best to try to sneak everybody in within that 24-hour period.
All right, that's good to know. And it is 18 or older and actively withdrawing from substances. I do want to give the phone number out. It's 616-358-4877. Patients can also self-refer, and this will be a confidential assessment. 616-358-4877. What about insurance?
That's a great question. And that's kind of the beauty of our program, is we have the ability to accept almost all insurance coverages. That includes that Medicaid, the Medicare, commercial insurances, and we even have a self-pay rate for individuals who are currently uninsured or in between insurance coverages. So we really try to make sure that we encapsulate everybody in the community. We want to ensure that we can get anybody, if they're ready to make that trip and they make that journey to long-term sobriety, we want to make sure that we can get them in here today.
That's really good to hear. Now, people can go to trinityhealthmichigan.org/newvision. We certainly appreciate our relationship with you guys at Trinity Health, you know, certainly here in Grand Haven and of all of Michigan. And every time I have somebody on the air from Trinity Health, Ron, I always ask, what do you love about your job the most?
I get to give back to the community, Mary Ellen. I lived in this community my entire life, so being able to see an opportunity here for individuals that may have not had an opportunity before, it really is a great feeling to be able to give back to a community that's given to us so much.
Great answer. Thanks so much for being on the show. Ryan Westerhaus, New Vision Administrator at Trinity Health Grand Haven. Have a great day, and we appreciate talking with you. Thank you again.
Thank you.
All right, this is Good Morning Grand Haven. So good to have you here. That was a very informative interview. It's just, you know, I've been on the air for a really long time, and there were things that we just couldn't even talk about. I was on the air at a time when you didn't play two female artists back to back. That was like, you know, oh, don't you dare play Miley Cyrus and Madonna back to back. Oh, no. I remember being on the air when we couldn't even talk about breast cancer or say the word breast, and to be able to openly talk about things like addiction and programs that can help. I just think it's amazing. We've come a long way, haven't we?